USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up and shrinking their balance sheet, and the markets don't like this.
Without proof, former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump has repeatedly lied about the FBI while attacking the rule of law in the United States. After another closed-door meeting with some members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee, Comey challenged Republicans to stand up to President Trump.
We have to stop being numb to it. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you need to stand on your feet.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Two new reports outline the sweeping scale and scope of Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The two independent reports prepared for the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee claim that Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help Donald Trump win the 2016 election. The reports say the efforts also aimed to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trump has repeatedly rejected, though, any suggestion that Russia did help him win the election.
The song Baby It's Cold Outside has certainly received some backlash this year due to the Me Too movement, while a Kentucky radio station let everyone know their thoughts on the song as they played it on repeat during a two-hour marathon on Sunday. The program director of that radio station saying he's not sure why the song is controversial and that they've played the song for years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories, a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional due to the individual coverage mandate. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill was part of a group of 20 Republican attorney generals that argued against the law. He joins Fox News and talks about why he's no fan of Obamacare.
Obamacare was predicated on the ability to tax, Congress's authority to tax, and that's what the Supreme Court decided in 2012. When last year, December 22nd, in fact, Congress repealed that provision of the tax bill, that made the linchpin claim of Obamacare invalid, right. And we filed action as a result.
The Attorney General continues,
this is an opportunity for Congress to act. Our decision, the Attorney Generals in the state, in the United States, made a decision based on the rule of law, right, and the constitutionality of this process. Now Congress has to go to work and make sure that we do find ways to constitutionally provide health care for all American citizens.
And Hill, on the individual mandate?
We were shocked to determine the constitutionality of Obamacare based on the tax authority of Congress,
right,
was sort of a shocking decision, and that's what it's based on. And it's the individual mandate is the linchpin, so it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and
right,
Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.